This is Supergirl versus the Bullies, a Supergirl TV show fanfic written by Netgirl Y2K and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated G and is gen, with additional tags for fluff, super cat if you squint. Carter was being bullied. Kara knew this because she and Carter were in the same Settlers of Catan on Long Game, and because Miss Grant had been storming around the Catco offices like a bear with a sore head. Miss Grant called an end to the staff meeting, but not before asking Lucy Lane what it might take to implicate a middle schooler in the global financial crisis. Miss Grant? Said Kara, hanging back even though Wynn was making googly save yourself eyes at her. Maybe I could pick Carter up from school today? Miss Grant narrowed her eyes. Why? Well, I know he's been having trouble with some of the other kids. How precisely do you know this? We're sort of friends. Online friends. Settlers of Catan friends. It's not weird or inappropriate or anything. Miss Grant looked Kara up and down in a way that made Kara want to unfasten the top button of her cardigan and then quickly button it back up. While I normally would consider a grown woman cultivating an online friendship with my son troubling, I suppose that you are, Ms. Grant's lip curled, appropriate. Ignoring the thinly veiled insult and general tone of condescension, something Kara was well practiced at, saying that she was an appropriate friend for Carter was about the highest compliment Ms. Grant knew how to give. I just mean that I was bullied when I was Carter's age. You shock me, Kira, said Miss Grant, plumbing depths of sarcasm with which Kara was only passingly familiar. And maybe he'd like to talk to someone who's been through it. Very well, said Miss Grant, as though she were bestowing the crown jewels. You may collect Carter from school. Kara had turned back to her desk when Miss Grant's voice pulled her up. And what did you do about your bullying situation, Kira? Oh, said Kara with a fond smile. My sister beat them up. It had been way before Alex's DEO-mandated combat training, and all she'd accomplished was to break her pinky finger and get her parents called in to speak to the principal. Kara taped down her smile when she turned to face Miss Grant. Now that he was back in his mother's life, Adam was trying to get to know his brother. He'd emailed Kara for an invitation to Carter's Settlers of Catan online game, but he'd never be the big brother who menaced Carter's bullies for him. But of course, violence is never the answer, said Kara, and I'll be sure to tell Carter that. Said Miss Grant. Supergirl was giving the stink eye to some older students who were pushing around smaller kids outside Carter's school. She had heat vision, so stink eye was comparatively restrained. Carter came through the doors with an older, sniggering boy dogging his heels and trying to trip him. Supergirl shot over as quick as a flash, caught Carter by his backpack before he could hit the ground, and set him back on his feet. Hi, she said brightly to the bully. I'm Supergirl. Carter, your mom asked me to walk you home. Carter's eyes widened, and Kara kind of loved that Carter thought his mom was cool enough to ask favors of Supergirl. Kara crouched and whispered in Carter's ear. In response, he locked his arms around her neck, and in front of Carter's bully and the rest of his classmates, Supergirl launched both of them into the air. They only flew a block over because Kara started thinking about how if she dropped Cat Grant's son, not even Kryptonian super strength would save her. And then her palms started to sweat, and so she set them down and asked Carter if he wanted to go get an ice cream. They ate banana splits that the owner of the parlor gave them on the house, and Kara told Carter that even Supergirl had been bullied when she was growing up. They have bullies on your planet? Kara thought of Nan. There are bullies everywhere, Carter. That's why there need to be heroes everywhere, too. There's whipped cream on your nose, Carter pointed out, much more gently than his mother would have. Mom! Carter flew through his front door, leaving Cora to stand in the entryway, plucking awkwardly at her cape. She had never been to Ms. Grant's home before, and even in her Supergirl ensemble, she felt like she should have some papers for Ms. Grant to sign, or a latte. She had a whole story worked out. Kara Danvers had forgotten her promise to pick Carter up, and she'd confessed her mistake to James Olsen, who'd called on Supergirl. But Kara had forgotten to tell Carter about this ready-made excuse, and he was tugging his mother into the hall and gushing. It was so cool that you got Supergirl to come pick me up from school. You should have seen the look on Ethan's face when we flew. Ms. Grant's eyes narrowed, and Supergirl made a vague gesture at her throat as though she was trying to fasten an invisible cardigan. Carter, why don't you go and start your homework before dinner? Kara felt guilty about ruining Carter's appetite with ice cream, and then doubly guilty because Ms. Grant was giving her that look, like she was the one with X-ray vision. My assistant was supposed to collect Carter. She forgot, Kara began, and she forgot. Kira, it's Kara, Mom, Grant corrected her from the top of the stairs. Kira, who has never forgotten a latte or a lunch order, forgot my son. I would fire her if I thought for an instant that was what had happened. Ms. Grant, I told you once before that I thought Supergirl had more important things to do than work for me. Kara's throat seized. But John was not here to pose as Kara Danvers, hapless assistant, and unless Kat had a listening device planted in that vase of flowers, she wasn't on the record. Carter was being bullied. There was nothing more important than that. Fortunately for you, I agree. Kara tried to nod, but ended up jerking her chin in a way that was reminiscent of Alex trying to flirt. When Alex did it, it meant, "This is getting weird and emotional, and I'm going to leave now." She was turning toward the door when Ms. Grant, Kat, Carter's mom, Ms. Grant, caught her hand. "Thank you, Kara." Kara turned back, dry-mouthed, and Kat still held her hand. When Carter reappeared, having deposited his backpack in his room, he seemed totally nonplussed to see his mother and Supergirl holding hands. "Mom, can Supergirl stay for dinner?" "Not tonight, Carter. Supergirl has to be at work early tomorrow." Kat arched a teasing eyebrow, squeezing Kara's hand one last time, and dropped it. Kara coughed. world-saving work. Perhaps another time. Ms. Grant knew Kara was Supergirl. Ms. Grant had pretended not to know because it was what Kara needed. Kara had a possible invitation to have dinner with Ms. Grant and her son. Kara needed Alex, Wynn, James, 15 pot stickers, and to have an anxiety attack. She looked from the curl of Kat's smile to Carter's eyes brimming with hope. "Yes, definitely. Another time." The end.